This chazara zechenesh v'vachar chetzchah shragam v'vam Yehuda mesechtes nozir daf samach vov. The Mishnah had said, Oinsoy u'sveikoy. Zakumar Rava said, this doesn't mean that there's a suffix whether or not he had a discharge, because in that case, avada would be lenient. The Mishnah is referring to a case where there was a definite discharge, and the only question is whether the discharge was zivus, or was it some other substance or factor. That's what the Gemara is talking about. That's what the Mishnah is talking about and says that once he's established as Tomei, we have to treat it as Tomei. The Mishnah then says, Shikva Zaroi Tomeo. In fact, in what sense is the Mishnah saying that the Zera is Tomei? If it's in regard to touching it, even the Zera of a Torah person is Tomei when touched, so why would this be any different? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is teaching that the Shikva Zera of a Zov is Tomei even through carrying it. Whose sheet does that follow? Even Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the zera of a zov is tamei via carrying, he only says so because he says that the zivus has some type of, at least some amount of zera in it as well. However, he would seem to agree that pure zera would not be tamei via carrying. And for the Gemara of Adabar Hava said, the Mishnah is teaching that although a zivus discharge that follows a zera discharge is usually given the status of a zera discharge, if the person with the discharge was a confirmed zov, this zivus discharge will be given the status of zivus and not of zera, and that's what the Mishnah means. Rapapa said the reason a zivus discharge after a zera discharge is not considered tomei as zivus must be because the bani is weak after the zera discharge, and that causes the zivus discharge. Fact, Rava, if a goy has a zera discharge and then he converts and has a zivus discharge, it's given the status of zivus. Now, if it's because of the weakness of the body, then this should be taken into account for the convert as well. There's nothing, it's a very taxing, physically taxing process going through the conversion process, and therefore it should not be based on your svar, it should not be called zivus. So obviously it must be that this can't be the reason for the non-ziva status of the discharge. So Rava therefore said, the Mishnah is teaching that the zera of a confirmed zav is tomei as zivus. The Mishnah is following the view of another brisa, which says that this is the case. Zakt, the next Mishnah. Rabbi Neroi says that Shmuel Hanavi was a Nazir. We learn this based on the pasuk regarding Shmuel that says, Umoira layale al roishai. The word Moira, l'chare meaning a razor, like the pasuk says regarding Shimshon, uses the word Moira as a razor. So you see that Shmuel Hanavi was not allowed to have a razor pass over layale al roishai, was not allowed to have a razor pass over his head, which means he was a Navi. Rabbi Yossi says the word Moira by Shmuel refers to fear of people, saying that Shmuel will not fear people. Now Rabbi Neroi said to him, that can't be true, because we see in the pasuk that Shmuel was afraid of Shaul. So Moira can't refer to fear of people, and instead it must refer to a razor, which would therefore teach that Shmuel Hanavi was actually a Nazir. Zakti Gemara, Rav said to his son Chia, and Rav Huna said similarly to his son Rabba, jump at the chance to make the bracha rather than to be the ones who just listen to the bracha and say Amen. Zakti Gemara, Braisa says that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Neroi both say that the saying of Amen is actually greater than making the bracha. So how could it be that they would tell their sons to make sure to make the bracha and not to be amen? Mar says it's actually machlekes tanoim. The Masechta ends off with the famous memra. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Chanina said, Tamid Echam increased peace on the world. Based on the pasuk, it says, V'chol banayich l'mudei Hashem v'rav shalom banoich, al tekri banoich, al boi noich, hadnaloch perek hakusim ein lohem, hadnaloch mesechta nazir, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov.